Parliament has rejected the request by the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Development to have 300 billion shillings provided to extend rural electrification projects, saying Ugandans in rural communities are fed up of empty promises and they are of the empty polls. This followed the presentation of the report of Parliament's Committee on Natural Resources on the 2026-2027 Ministerial Policy Statement for the Energy Sector by Herbert Ariko, Sorosi East MP, during plenary sitting, where he asked government to reconsider its earlier restructuring of Rural Electrification Agency, given slow progress of the projects. Speaker of Parliament Anita Among led Parliament castigating the preemptive decision to have the Rural Electrification Agency absorbed by the Ministry of Energy, saying the team behind this decision used the governance challenges that the project was facing at the time to kill the whole institution. Sidronius Okasai, Minister of State for Energy, acknowledged the repeated calls by Parliament to have the Rural Electrification Agency reinstated, but he said the challenges of low access to electricity are borne by the limited funding, and he claimed that in order to fully electrify Uganda, government needs $4 trillion US dollars, and yet currently the funds to do this job is externally sourced.